Hi, and welcome back. This is module 3 of the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course, and you are about to learn all the tips, tools, and strategies that is going to bring your personal brand to life. Because this is the next step to making your unique mark in the world and developing a world-class signature brand. Now, in the introductory masterclass for this module, I've helped you achieve a sound understanding of what your visual brand is and how important it is to build your awareness, recognition, and connection with your audience. So if you skip past the introductory lesson, I strongly advise you go back and do that first, because if you will miss out on the full benefits of this masterclass. Because developing your visual brand and image will strengthen your brand, build your online presence, and add a striking new dimension to your personal brand. So listen up, girlfriend, because I am going to share with you how to power up your visual brand and image without having a meltdown or the nightmare of spending thousands of dollars on an expensive graphic artist or marketing or advertising expert. So at the end of this masterclass, you are going to be able to confidently identify the key elements for your very own visual brand. So you will stand out in the marketplace as a leader and attract the perfect customers for you, your career, or business. You will also be able to define your brand's design elements, and you are going to create your own style file. So the first place to start is by developing the 5 key elements to building your visual brand. So what are the 5 key elements to building a standout visual brand? Well, when people see you online or they land on your website for the first time, they are instantly impacted and influenced by 5 key things. Headlines, key messages, taglines, and a personal logo. Consistent imagery and photos. Your colors, fonts, shapes, and forms. And quality profile images of you or your business that show off your personality and professionalism. Plus any other visuals helping to convey your brand messages, such as animations, infographics, video effects, or even image filters. So being able to create these 5 components of your visual brand is so super powerful. And it is going to give your personal brand depth, dimension, and greater connection with your audience without you having to say a word. And having these assets clearly defined will allow you or your designer to create a design that not only reflects your gifts, talents, expertise, but it also ensures that you appeal to your customers and the people that you really want to attract. So let's start the 5-step process of building your visual brand identity by first defining your visual brand style. Now, before you start choosing random fonts and colors to represent you and your brand, I want you to revisit what is important to you, who your audience is, what you want to be known for, and who are your competitors and influencers in your market? Who are the people or influencers that you aspire to look like or appear like, both in a visual sense and also from a reputation and value standpoint? And then ask yourself, how do you want to be perceived? How do you want to stand out? And what would the overall look and feel of your online presence be? Also consider your ideal audience, because of course, although you need to be mindful of you loving it, you also must be mindful of the audience you are serving. I want you to consider, would my ideal client be attracted to this pin? Now, answering these questions and all the others inside your visual branding worksheet is going to help you understand how you want to be perceived and stand out in your field. Now, if you skip completing all the work in your design clarity kit, you will waste a lot of time and potentially money by making pretty graphics and sourcing images or paying for a professional photographer to shoot your new profile shot without even having a clear intention of what messages you want to portray non-verbally with your imagery, your style, and the look and feel of your branding elements. And by doing this, you may dilute the impact of your visual brand. And you also risk sending out mixed messages and create a real disconnect for you and your brand. And what we are ultimately wanting to achieve is a real connection. Makes sense, right? Now, there's so many people out there trying to hook you into being just like them, and they don't really teach you how to celebrate your own passion, your flair, and your creativity. So that's what I'm giving you today, the steps, but it's also up to you to add your secret ingredient, which is your passion, your creativity, and your personality. Now, to get an amazing outcome, I want to encourage you to really stay open to this process. Make as many notes as you need on what you like and dislike about other people's visual brands, their key messages, and then distinguish yourself and create an individual brand identity for your very own so you stand out. So I recommend stopping the video right now to complete your research first, as you are going to need to have completed this in all this process first before continuing to the next step. Okay, so now you've done some research. The next step is defining your visual brand design elements and creating your very own style file. And the first step of the process is to start your own secret Pinterest boards. I want you to pop onto Pinterest, start an account if you don't have one, and start to collate all your inspiration that captures how you want your visual brand to look and feel. Now, your boards should include things like your color palette and combinations, images, pictures, patterns that you resonate with instantly and that you connect with in some way, plus fonts, quotes, headlines, and text. Also, logos and monograms that you like, illustrations, professional profile shots, and any fashion that you think really empowers you and that you would really like to emulate. Just start to collate and save images, colors, fonts, logos, and fashion that you're attracted to, but I want you to start to notice why you're attracted to them as well. Because your design elements are vital because they will help you identify and distinguish you and your brand in the hearts and minds of your audience. Plus, your brand's visual personality will leave an impression that either engages your dream client or customer or just doesn't. So to help you get it right, I want you to shift your lens right now to be the observer of what you see around you every single day. And take a few days to a week to collate and collect and save your inspiration, and also record and notice what you're observing. Okay, so there you have it. There's just so much powerful information in this masterclass for you to unpack and action in today's assignment. So today's assignment is to define your visual brand identity using my Design Clarity Kit. Then create a style file or secret Pinterest boards to pin images that relate and align to your visual brand clarity and purpose discoveries to really bring your brand to life. And I'll see you in the next masterclass of the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course, where we will move on to the next step, which is creating your brand's mood board and establishing your visual brand style guide. And remember, this design clarity process is designed to celebrate your creativity and individuality. So embrace the valuable discoveries you have unlocked earlier in this course to transform your visual brand. Show your passion, be creative, be confident, be innovative. Celebrate who you are and what you stand for and what you want to be known for. Because it's time for you to empower your brand and shake the world.